saw the summer moon spill through the clouds as red as wine. And did I leave too soon, or was I just too far behind? My fingers on your waist, did their work a little faster. I took a sip to welcome back the old disaster, just to clear my head, just to clear my head, just to clear my
can't believe this is the third podcast I've done with Elan Mailer. It's our third one.
We still You've messed up all of them.
I want to say thanks for coming in and thanks for the show last night at the Cafe Otto. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah.
Beautiful place, beautiful audience.
Yeah, very warm audience. Yeah.
Adam McBride-Smith with us, Elan Mailer with us. So you both came in, what, a year and a half ago we did, because Adam, you did a few songs on the last album.
Yep.
And then it went so well that you decided you'd change the name of and create your own project together, right? So right. Tell us a little bit about Half Seas Over.
Half Seas Over, well, the term itself is an old nautical expression, meaning a drunken sailor. Our friend Paul DeFiglia, I think, originally suggested this to us some years ago.
Yeah, no, it was.
We have to give a shout out to Paul.
Yeah, on every podcast, Paul DeFiglia gets a shout out. He suggested it for a band that I was doing with him back when I was still a jazz musician, and we didn't use it because we were trying to I was trying to be all highfalutin, but it was appropriate because I was writing in New York and Adam was writing in Paris and we were sort of emailing back and forth little bits of songs and seeing what we came up with, so we had that element as well.
So there's a poetic truth.
and an alcohol reference, which is all you really want, is a poetic truth and an alcohol reference, and you're good.
So, I'm just messing about with the microphones. I quite like it.
You feel like a doo-wop group.
So what I've done, because we've done so many podcasts together, I thought we could break this up and actually ask you to choose songs out of your computers rather than sort of get a few things out of this room. Because every time I normally kind of say, go through my records and pull a few tracks out. But this time we've got into your computer. So we pulled out 7 tracks. Who's picked what?
We kind of
negotiated. Yeah, we listen to mostly the same kind of music for.
And we're not going to give anything away about influences of your latest album in this list, are we?
No. This is totally just has nothing to do with anything that we would. I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah. This is a list of some of my influences and Adam's influences most likely.
Should we start off with Tom?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Let's do it.
It's dreamy weather we're on. You waved your crooked wand along an icy pond with a frozen moon. A murder of silhouette crows I saw and the tears on my face. And the skates on the pond, they spell Alice. I disappear in your name, but you must wait for me somewhere across the sea. There's the wreck of a ship. Your hair is like meadow grass on the tide, and the raindrops on my window, and the ice in my drink. Baby, all I can think of is Alice. Arithmetic, arithmetic. Turn the hands back on the clock. How does the ocean rock the boat? How did the razor find my throat? The only strings that hold me here are tangled up around the pier. And so a secret kiss with the bliss, and I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. set me adrift, and I'm lost over there, and I must be insane to go skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the secret kiss brings madness with bliss, and I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift, and I'm lost over there, and I must be insane go skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the eyes of Alice. There's only
began when they took me from my home and put me on death row, a crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields, a ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels, a hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand's tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, the ark of his testament is stowed, a throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire, and God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb, my head is shaved, my head is wired, and like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway there was no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth, and I've got nothing left to lose. And I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting, and in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie.
honey for the cypress grove.
So good still, doesn't it? I'm just putting the microphone up here. Elan Mailer, Adam McBride Smith, Half Seas Over. I keep saying Half Moon's Over.
Oh no, don't do that.
I should have had long I've had a long enough time to. Guys, you've got to do 100 gigs a year.
Hell yeah.
You got to come on.
Let's do that.
Every time I see the show, I'm just like, this is why I love doing what I do. It's such uplifting, and it was great for me last night because I had to do a radio show afterwards, and I was in a really, really uplifted, inspired mood. Very difficult to play your songs in a club.
Right, yeah. It's not. The next album's going to be all dance music. We're getting there.
So, okay, tell us about the two tracks that you chose, starting off with the Tom Waits and that Johnny Cash album.
Sure. The Tom Waits, that's off that, obviously, it's off the record Alice, and that's the title track.
You've seen him live.
I saw him live. I saw him live a while ago when he did his like first tour. He took a break. I saw him in Minneapolis, which is hometown for him. So, it was a great show. It was like a massive, like, 3-hour
incredible
event. I love all of his stuff, but he's one of those guys that his older stuff, for me, it just keeps getting richer, and that's quite a feat, you know, when your original stuff is so rich. So yeah, that's from like what, 2002 or something like that. And then we listened to a Johnny Cash version of the Nick Cave song The Mercy Seat, and that's from his like the American series, which is just I heard it not too long ago for the first time, actually, and it just blew me out of the water. So, and then we played Cypress Grove, which is off the record. It's one that Adam picked out. When did we decide to actually play that on the record?
I think it was about a week before we recorded it.
Right. Yeah, we were like, oh, well, we should do a blues. And Adam was like, yeah, so this is one. I had never heard it before, actually. I never really checked out Skip James that much.
Yeah, Skip James, I think he's, because his what he plays on the guitar is so kind of unorthodox and strange and spooky, he's often covered by guitar players. But I actually just really like this song as a song. And so I think it was obviously us doing it with the arrangement that we have. It's not going to be like anything else, any other cover of that song, hopefully. Yeah, it's just a really nice, dark song about death, I think, among other things.
All of our songs really are, you know, there's a surface, you know, and then underneath that, it's about dying alone. I hope that's...
But, it's a great song, and...
Yeah, do you want to, should we throw on that Skip James track?
Yeah. From the way
better friend. But he got lucky, don't turn back again. Don't turn back again.
Let's throw on that Duke Ellington. We have this Duke Ellington track. This is one of those. I think I played Duke Ellington on the first podcast we did, but Duke was like my first love for got me into jazz, and this that track Lotus Blossom was he played after Billy Strayhorn died, and it's a famous story, but they did a session called and his mother called him Bill, and they played all Billy Strayhorn music, and then in between tracks Duke Ellington just went to the piano and was playing through this the song, and you can hear the musicians talking in the background, and somebody flipped on the mic. And it caught him sort of in this moment, and it's just, and he just plays the melody, and it's, I think it's one of the most beautiful things ever recorded. So
cool. Let's play. Thank you.
All right, so that was the wrong track. That's still Lotus Blossom, but that's the official version that they recorded, and not the solo version. Although the solo version was the one that was officially released in the end, but that was the one that they were going to release.
It's a pretty good version, though.
Yeah, it's still gorgeous. Still gorgeous.
And you were saying the one book that one should read.
Oh, yeah. There's a biography of Billy Strayhorn called Lush Life by David Hajiu, and it's one of my favorite books, period. Not even biography, it's one of my favorite books. Beautifully, beautifully written book. Amazing story, beautiful guy, beautiful music. So, Billy Strayhorn, man.
Can't beat it.
It's a hard tune to follow. I was saying that earlier. I was like, we need a commercial or something.
That's what we're getting.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm doing now. This is... buy our record.
City with just her name and a suitcase full of magazines and the daily news and the small town blues and a jar full of cold cream. And the nights were hard and the bed was hard, but she had a nice view of the Navy Yard. And the old men on the stoop played with playing cards, and the folks back home sent their best regards. Came to the city just 17, gonna be a star of stage and screen. And why does that old man have to be so mean? He said you can't go home till the floors are clean. And the boys in the car lot with the gilded chains, they lean out of the shadows and they call her name. The bird lady says it's a crying shame, and she dances all night with the King of Spain. Into the night, that's where I'm going. Darling, I can't stay long. Wherever warm the winds are blowing, that's where I belong. There's uptown girls with their cigarette cases and their beach brown skin and their greyhound faces. They congregate in terrace gardens and sharpen their nails for the Board of Pardons. There's downtown girls with the milk white skin, their charcoal eyes and their razor trims, studious looks of disaffection, you know, they never look in her direction. And those color-treated mamacitas always dressed to kill, pour their bodies out over the windowsill. There's a boy on the corner with a pocket full of pills, saying, how you gonna get your prescription filled? And how you gonna pay your doctor's bills? I got 1,000 cures for 1,000 ills. It's favors for favors and it's sinners and saviors. It's suspicious behavior from the downstairs neighbors. But mind your own business and sooner or later you wind up a witness for some public crusader. Into the night, that's where I'm going. Darling, I can't stay long. Wherever warmer winds are blowing, that's where I belong. The rumble of traffic on midnight streets, the girls in heels and the cops on the beat, the quiet that comes just before the storm, and the lost souls lurching into human form. She crossed the bridge in the dead of night just to see the city filled up with light. And the electric eyes were burning bright, from the lowest low to the highest high. She came to the city with just her name and a suitcase full of magazines. Now she's down in Chinatown with the penknife king, trying to get a good price on a silver ring. There's always a fee that you have to pay, and whether it's worth it, well, who's to say? And are you gonna go or are you gonna stay? Is it even up to you anyway? But into the night, that's where I'm going. Darling, I can't stay long. Wherever warmer winds are blowing, that's where I belong. Into the night, that's where I'm going. Darling, I can't stay long. Wherever warmer winds are blowing, that's where I belong.
That one's been with me for a while. I wrote that one Several years ago, and then that was on my first record, and Elon and I decided we were going to do it and worked out an arrangement, which is actually kind of more folky than the one that's on my record with the accordion.
Yeah, where did the accordion thing come in?
I mean, the way that this stuff happens for me, the same way I ended up with Rhodes, a Rhodes musician on the first record and the second record, I heard an accordion player who I was like, I want to play with him. It wasn't like I want to play with accordion. It was like, I want to play with this guy. This guy, Liam Robinson, who plays Becca Stevens, who played on my second record, who's just an amazing singer. She has a band with Liam in it, and I heard them, and I was like, I was really blown away by Liam's concept and his touch and all this stuff. So we put together we played a couple things, and I sent it over to Adam, and I was like, what do you think about this for the sound? And Adam was really excited about it. So that's how we ended up with an accordion.
And who was the band? I mean, the band was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, we have the bass player and the drummer on the record. It's Max Goldman on drums and Todd Hedrick on bass. And I've been playing with them a long time. Both of them played on the After Suite with me. The first time I played with Todd was 12 years ago. Damn. Because we went to university together. And I've been playing with Max forever also. So, and then we had, I guess Becca sings backup vocals on one track, and Jeremy, the saxophone player from my other room. So it's these guys I've been playing with for a long time. The gig last night, we had a French band that we've been putting together recently, and that's
Mathieu Pinot, Leila Renault, and Clarisse Caterino.
I know their names for the record. their last names.
Thank you. The silent season, a lapse in reason. Should these confessions be ignored? While all the city sighs an answer from the eastern shore. Have started leaving, but I can't recall a word on these quiet orphan evenings. Something whispered gets heard.
we watch the sun slip past the rooftops and deeper shadows start to form, just like the high glass holds the last light. That's how I hold you in.
Say thank you very much for making that tune, and
it's a pleasure.
Thanks.
Because wow, brilliant, really fantastic music. Half Seas Over. It's been a podcast, our third one, and hopefully we'll start selling a few records one day.
Well, you do it so well. I don't know.
You know the best bit, when we were talking tonight, you were saying that because when you did the gig last night at Cafe Otto, there was no backstage, and at one stage before you went on, I looked at you, Elan, I was like, you look a bit stressed out. And it is difficult when you got a gig and you got a focus for your performance and you can't actually go anywhere and people are chatting to you before the gig, right?
Right, or even worse, I'm chatting to them and my mind is somewhere else. I don't know. I had a couple of horrifically embarrassing experiences right before I went on, none of which I'm going to realize. I know you're prompting me to do so, but I'm really not going to.
I don't want you to. Okay, so the other great thing that I'm really looking forward to is that you're coming back to set this year for the Worldwide Festival, which will be amazing. Well, you know, it's a beautiful day in London today. You're going to be going back to Paris, Adam.
I'm headed back today, Elon.
I'm heading back in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be coming back to the UK to play at the Vortex.
The Vortex in June. Yeah, set in
June 3rd at the Vortex.
June 3rd at the Vortex. Yeah. Set in July.
July 8th.
Man, I love that place.
It's beautiful.
And hopefully there's more shows. You're going to do a show in Paris? Yeah.
Got another show in Paris coming up on June 6th.
Okay.
6th in Paris.
June 6th in Paris.
At Kibele.
I was just thinking, my head's just spinning out, but, you know, annoyingly enthusiastic that I can be. That Evensong, I'm hearing remixes on that. Because it's such a hook, man. It's such a great sort of, you know, it's great. It worked live.
It's got a hook.
Right. It's got a hook.
A hook for Jesus.
It's got a hook for Jesus.
It's got a hook.
Hello. That's the name of the next album, A Hook for Jesus.
Okay, this is the reason people would have listened to this podcast, because the very last moment of our podcast is a track that nobody else can get hold of, right?
That's true. This is one of the alternate tracks. This is the first, once we wrote the New Breed together, and then we started working on this song. It was the first song that we wrote together for this project. And then we ended up not using it, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine Coney Island.
Yeah, it's a Coney Island song.
Coney Island, and it's a snowy day.
Snowy day in Coney Island.
Thanks, guys.
An empty boardwalk, a gray afternoon, the coldest day of the year. We just took that train to the end of the line, and that's how we wound up here. A little pocket flask of cherry brandy we bought at the corner store. Honey, that's all right. Go on, take the rest. I can't stand to drink anymore. 'Cause it tastes just like medicine, but it ain't doing me any good. Think you can doesn't mean that you should. The telephone lines and the painted signs have got nothing new to say, but every time through, they're gonna say it anyway. And we could stay till summer come, but it wouldn't do any good. Just be platform, a northbound train, you can hear the wheels wind and the evening falls and the lights come up here at the end.